This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In the Old Testament, there's a story about a man who tries to find peace in his life, but he goes about it all the wrong way. That man is Jacob, the patriarch. Now, Jacob's name, according to Genesis, means the grasper. When he and his brother, who were twins, were born, Jacob was born second, but he's holding on to the heel of his brother as he's born. So he got the name the grasper. But that also shows the character of Jacob. He's always grasping, always trying to grab for himself. Now, the prophet Jeremiah had a different meaning of the word Jacob. He said the word Jacob means the deceiver. Either meaning could be true. Jacob's the deceiver because he's always lying to someone. They're always lying to him. Remember how he cheated his brother out of the inheritance? He dressed up to look like his brother Esau, to smell like him wearing Esau's dirty clothes. He even put some of the fur from a sheep on him because Esau was very hairy. To cheat the blessing, the final blessing, out of his father Isaac. Jacob is always cheating someone. When he wants to get married, he goes to Uncle Laban and says, "What do I have to do to marry my beloved Rachel?" And Laban says, "Oh, not too much. Just work for me for seven years. Now, seven in the Bible means eternity. So this guy's going to be working for a long, long time. But even after 7 years of work, he's cheated. Laban substitutes Rachel's not-so-pretty sister, Leah. The Bible says in Hebrew that she had sad eyes, which we might say today she was cosmetically challenged. He has to work another 7 years to marry his beloved Rachel. And then when he goes home, he complains about being cheated out of his wages. He steals the household idols. There's a constant story of deception, and Jacob never seems to find peace. Until on his way back, he wrestles with God. Now, the passage is a bit ambiguous. Is this God? Is this an angel? Whatever it was, he wrestles. And in the wrestling, for the first time in his life, Jacob has to come to a transparency, an authenticity. And in fact, God gives Jacob a new name, Israel. Israel refers to the Jacob who can finally tell the truth and finally can live at peace with his brother. In fact, he goes to Esau and basically he confesses that he was at fault and they make peace. What is the message of peace for us? We cannot hope to find peace unless we're people of integrity, unless we really try to live that which we say, because otherwise we'll simply be playing a game, trying to gain an advantage over someone else. But when we surrender to follow God's will for us as much as possible, then we'll find peace because we will know that we are where God wants us to be, and we'll be able to share that peace with others.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.